Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing, for it is pleasant, and to praise it is a comely thing.
Hello, I'm Daniel Woodhead, and I'm pastor of the Pentwater Bible Church here in Michigan, and I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you today talking about the importance of Thanksgiving. And I want to do this to show you how important it was to the founders of our country that came here under great duress. The first Plymouth settlers experienced an enormous amount of human suffering after they landed at Plymouth Rock on November the 9th of 1620. They had a 65-day journey across the Atlantic, but they were unified under the Mayflower Compact. And I'm going to read that to you because it's incredible to see what it is that caused our first family, if you will, families, to come from the other side of the Atlantic to this new land of America. It's a very short read. In the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of England, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and of the honor of our King and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for the better ordering and preservation and endurance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereto to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod on the 11th of November in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Now with that start, they found themselves in November of 1620 that it was too late to plant crops. Many of the settlers died of scurvy and malnutrition during the horrible first winter. Now, of the original 102 original Mayflower passengers, only 44 of them survived. But God sent kindness in the form of the local Native Americans and saved them from a frosty death. You know, the Pilgrims' remarkable courage was displayed the following spring. When the Mayflower returned to Europe, nobody went back on it. They all stayed. They were pilgrims. They were called pilgrims by their journalist, one William Bradford. He also became the second governor there. Now, he had in mind the letter to the Hebrews from Hebrews 11, verse 13 to 16, because he wrote, they knew they were pilgrims and looked not much on those things, but lifted up their eyes to the heavens, their dearest country, and quieted their spirits. You know, they just wished to live a real pious community life. They were going to be the like the apostles of the New Testament. They wanted to be like them. But they needed helping hands. And Massasoit, who was chief of the Wampanoag tribe, he signed a treaty with the Pilgrims in 1621, and it was never broken. As a result, the two groups enjoyed a very peaceful coexistence. Now, by early 1621, the Pilgrims had built crude huts, and they had a common house on the shores of Plymouth Bay, and soon the neighboring Indians began to build relations with the Pilgrims. Now, one named Squanto was a local Indian, and he'd been kidnapped earlier and taken to England like 10 years before. He served as an interpreter with the local tribes. Now, Squanto taught the Pilgrims how to fertilize the soil with dried fish remains, and which resulted in them producing a stellar corn crop. Massasoit, the chief of the Wampanoags, he signed a treaty of alliance in the summer, and in exchange for assistance with defense against the feared Narragansett tribe. Now, Massasoit supplemented the food supply of the Pilgrims for the first few years. Successful colonies required some very good leadership, and the one to step forward in the colony was William Bradford. Now, after the first governor, who was elected under the Mayflower Compact, John Carver, died, he died from that very first harsh winter. Bradford was elected governor. He was only 31 years old, and he stayed governor for the next 30 years. In May of 1621, he even performed the colony's first marriage ceremony. Under Bradford's guidance, Plymouth suffered less hardship than their English compatriots in Virginia. Now remember, the people in Virginia got there a little bit earlier, like 1607, but relations with the local natives remained relatively smooth in Plymouth, and the new food supply grew with each passing year. By autumn of 1621, the Pilgrims had much for which to be thankful. After the harvest, Massasoit and about 90 other Indians joined the Pilgrims for the great English tradition of the Harvest Festival. Now, the participants celebrated for several days. Boy, they dined on venison, goose, duck, turkey, fish, and, of course, cornbread, which was the result of this bountiful corn harvest that they got from learning how to fertilize from the Indians. Now, the tradition was repeated at harvest time in the following years, and it was President Abraham Lincoln who declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. The Plymouth Pilgrims but simply celebrated survival as well as the hopes of good fortune in the years that lay ahead. Now, you know, after a lot of trial and tribulation, the Pilgrims at Plymouth in 1621 declared a time of thanksgiving to God who'd provided for them. They knew where their blessings came from. This manner of celebrating by giving thanks to God had been a custom in England. And the following texts that I'm going to read for you are original accounts from William Bradford and Master Edward Winslow. So it's important that we understand how thankful they were. You could see them giving allegiance to God in the Mayflower Compact. Here's what William Bradford says. Look at this. This is interesting. This is the first Thanksgiving. They began now to gather any small harvest they had and to fit up their houses and dwellings against winter, being well recovered in health and strength, and had all things in good plenty, for some were thus employed in affairs abroad, others were exercised in fishing about cod and bass and other fish, of which they took good store, of which every family had their portion. All this summer there was no want, and now began to come in store of fowl, as winter approached, of which this place did abound, when they came first, but afterwards decreased by degree, and besides waterfowl, there was great store of wild turkeys, of which they took many, besides venison, and so on. Besides, they had about a peck of meal a week to a person. And now, since harvest, Indian corn came in proportion, which made many afterwards to write so largely of their plenty to hear to their friends in England, which were not feigned, but true reports. Now, that's from William Bradford, the first governor. Edward Winslow, one of the early participants there, said this in December of 1621. Our corn did prove well, and God be praised. We had a good increase of Indian corn, and our barley indifferent good, but our peace not worth the gathering, for we feared they were too late sown. They came up very well and blossomed, but the sun parched them in the blossom. Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent four men on fowling, so that we might, after a more special manner, rejoice together. After we had gathered the fruit of our labors, they four in one day killed as much fowl as with a little help besides served the company almost a week, at which time, amongst other recreations, we exercised our arms, many of the Indians coming amongst us, and among the rest their greatest, King Massasoit, with some 90 men, whom for 3 days we entertained and feasted, and they went out and killed 5 deer, which they brought to the plantation and bestowed upon our governor and upon the captain and others. And although it be not always so plentiful as it was at this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we are so far from want that we often wish you partakers of our plenty. Edward Winslow, Plymouth in New England in December of 1621. Beloved, I just wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I would implore you to consider where these blessings come from. This is the greatest country that we have ever produced on the face of this earth, and this is why, because it was founded by people who loved God and wanted only His blessings and to give obedience to Him. God bless you.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing. For it is pleasant, and to praise it is a comely thing. God doth build up Jerusalem, and He it is alone that the dispersed of Israel doth gather into one.